It's Thursday, the 18th of June, 2015. I'm Ruth, also known as R2UK, and this is my audio blog. This is also my entry for the Audiomo Challenge, day 18. Yay, I'm catching up. Woohoo! And throughout the month of June, I'm recording a piece of audio every day or thereabouts, talking about my chosen photo of the day, because I'm running this in parallel with my Project 365 photo a day project. So I always find with photos, I usually have a reason for taking them, or there's a little story behind them. And I know, you know, the photo doesn't always tell the whole story, so I'm quite enjoying sharing the stories and giving a little bit more background to the photos each time. So my photo of the day today is a very significant milestone, I guess, which again, it's one of these ones that looks pretty innocuous when you just look at the photo. It's a photo of a bed. It's a single bed. It's a full-size single bed, and it's in my son's bedroom. And up until today, my son had a cot bed. The cot bed that he's had since he was a newborn. He's only had the one bed, and some time ago we took the cot sides off it, so it just turned into a bed. But recently his feet have been getting closer and closer to the bottom board, and it really was time to get him a new bed. It was his fifth birthday at the end of May, and so his grandma said she would buy him a proper bed. So we did some research and tried to find one as similar as we could to his big sister's bed, because otherwise there were going to be ructions. I did toy with the idea of getting him one of these cabin beds, I think they're called, where the bed is quite high and there are cupboards or desks or storage areas underneath, because we don't really have enough storage space in his bedroom at the moment. But they're a lot more expensive, and we weren't quite sure how we wanted to lay the bedroom out, so we decided we'd probably have more flexibility if we just bought him a standard single bed, and then we can get some IKEA units or something at a later date to sort his bedroom out a bit. Good old John Lewis. We ordered the bed, and it was delivered today. It came in flat-packed units, and I wasn't sure if John was going to feel up to building it, but he came home and was quite motivated to do so. So John put the bed together, and I sorted out all the bedding. I bought David a new duvet set to go with the bed. It's got robots on it, and he very much likes robots, so he's very pleased with that. So the duvet cover and the pillowcase have got his robots on for him. And he was beside himself excited. He really was. He helped out with some of the building. But when we got to the stage of actually having to move furniture around a little bit just to fit it into the space, he went off and had his tea and watched some television. So he went back upstairs afterwards to see it for the first time. And he was like, wow. And it was funny because John went out this evening. He's gone out for a curry with some of his friends. And as he went off, he made some comments about having built a bed this afternoon and said, yeah, it's good. And David from the stairs piped up and said, no, Mummy, it's not good. It's fabulous. So I think he's pretty pleased with it. He has snuggled down in it quite happily tonight and hopefully is asleep now. I did have to go in because I heard him moving around. I had to go in after I turned his light out, and I discovered him out of bed trying to retrieve a tractor or something. I don't know what he was doing, but pointed out that he should really be in bed now, what with having a new bed and all. So there you go. So the old cot bed is now disassembled, and I guess that's going to be something else that clutters up our garage until I get around to posting it on somewhere where I can sell it, I guess. Gosh. Yes, that's the next challenge. So anyway, there we go. That's Audiomo Day 18. My son now in a full-size single bed. Another sign of him growing up. But there we go. Anyway, thanks for listening, and I will talk to you again soon. Bye for now.